Welcome to the Instant Reaction Podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com, the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, the Cyclone Fanatic Facebook page. We are brought to you, as always, by our good friends at the McFarland Clinic. I actually got a good talk with Doc Wormy before the game. Need a doctor? You in the Ames area? Orthopedics? Weekend Warriors? They work on the Cyclones. They do it all at the McFarland Clinic. Iowa State defeats Texas Tech 40-31 today. Thank you very much. This is why I'm excited about this win. It certainly wasn't pretty. It wasn't the West Virginia game where Iowa State dominated for the majority of it. But that's what good teams do, you know? Iowa State didn't play that well. They shot themselves in the foot repeatedly with poor special teams play. Tech had 14 defensive points today. They blocked a punt for a touchdown. It was ugly in that sense. The punt game wasn't great. A ton of drops you don't see from Iowa State very often. And look what happened. They find a way. They make enough plays at the end to beat a good Texas Tech team. That's a good team Iowa State beat today. That team was considerably better than the team I thought they were going to play. That's as good of a Texas Tech team up front as I've ever seen on the defensive side of the ball. Up until the end, Iowa State simply could not run the ball. They were averaging like 2 yards per carry up going into that fourth quarter. Now, David Montgomery got loose a little bit towards the end and ended up with 125 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. But man alive, Tech had them shut down for the overwhelming majority of that football game. You see a couple of interceptions by Marcel Spears. Boy, the defense. I mean, how much fun is it really? Do you sit back and do you think about how much fun it is to watch Iowa State play defense? The line, Owazarike goes out early, which is a huge hit. I think he's the best pro prospect Iowa State has. I really do. I know. A lot of people think I'm crazy for that. I think Owazarike is a guy who's going to be playing on Sundays for a really long time. He goes down on the first play of the game. Kid Matt Leo comes in, plays his first extended time in an Iowa State uniform. He was really good against the pass, not so great against the run, but that's what you expect from a guy with not a lot of experience. But he pops in. They played a true freshman there, moving the guys around. The linebackers are sensational. Craig Eisworth gets a pick. It's just one. This is such a theme about how Matt Campbell's team, the Campbell-Haycock deal on offense and defense, they so feed off of each other, and that's how it's supposed to work. I know a lot of fans were getting frustrated with Iowa State and some predictable play calling, specifically on first down today. I get that. That's something you probably want to change up a little bit as we go forward into the season. But man alive, I'm just so tickled that they were able to win that game. I don't necessarily know if they deserve to win that game, but they made enough plays down the stretch. There was one team who made those plays in crunch time. That was the Iowa State Cyclones. And that's a refreshing deal, guys. Got a quarterback you can trust in Brock Purdy. And you look at the rest of the year, now you get Kansas next week. Iowa State should beat Kansas clearly. But that sets up a, you know, that game with Texas looking down the stretch, Iowa State is almost in a point, depending on what else happens in the Big 12, where it almost can control its own destiny when it comes to the Big 12 championship game. Don't get ahead of yourself, Williams, I know. But getting beyond this hurdle when you didn't bring your A game, you didn't bring your best stuff, that's an impressive win today by Iowa State. Let's go over some of the box scores here. I've touched on a lot, but Tariq Milton was great. He had 7 catches, led Iowa State. Hakeem Butler dropped a ton of passes. He didn't look like a normal Hakeem, but he made a clutch one at the end, which was a 48-yard touchdown pass that kind of sealed the deal. And that was a phenomenal play call. Love the getting Butler in the slot. What happens is then the linebackers creep up on him, and then Butler's always going to beat the linebacker. But then what happens beyond there, you're putting a safety in a bad spot against one of the top receivers in all of college football. That's a good look for Iowa State. Coming up next week, Kansas. Keep an eye on Kansas right now. Last I saw it, they were up on TCU, which is not a shock to me. TCU is a mess right now on offense. They have all sorts of guys out. I think Kansas could give them a run for their money today, and that's where Iowa State will be next weekend for an 11 o'clock kick. But yeah, that's really where I'm at today, fellas. Just overcoming adversity, and that's going to be what Matt Campbell talks about. I know Matt well enough in his post-game press conference today. He's going to talk about overcoming adversity, and that's what this team did today, one time after another. And against a good team. They didn't do that against a janky FCS team or anything like that. That is a good football team. Tech came in 3-1 in the Big 12. They're elite up front on both sides of the ball. The Bowman kid, the quarterback, was considerably better than I thought he was going to be. He ended up, what did he go today? 32 of 56. But he had the 3 interceptions. But that, I credit Iowa State's defense a lot for that. That's a nice Tech team. Cliff Kingsbury's done a really good job, I think, with this group, and I think they're going to keep winning in the Big 12. So just to escape today, it's okay. There's worse things than punting in college football, and there's worse things than an ugly win. Y'all have been watching Iowa State football for a long time. You'll take some ugly wins, correct? Correct. I know I will. All right, I got to go write for CycloneFanatic.com. Get ready for Cyclone Reaction on the Cyclone Radio Network. That's my instant reaction. Really happy with today. Thanks to our friends at the McFarland Clinic for sponsoring the podcast. And we'll be talking to you guys soon. Jack Whitford and I will be on Cyclone Reaction. And then Jared Stansberry, Rob Gray are going to have all sorts of coverage. Jacqueline Cordova shooting video for us. So check out Cyclone Fanatic all evening long. Want to remind you guys, too, we're going to have our big basketball tip-off party. That is next Friday at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Look forward to that. And we're going to have a game watch at Buzzard Billy's next Saturday for the Iowa State-Kansas game. Invite you all to come and join us there. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening on the podcast feed. Later.